Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. It's raining outside. We've had a lot of rain yesterday and today. The high is only going to be in the 60s this morning, and that's beautiful weather. I have been looking forward to this weekend since Sunday, March 14th, this last spring. It happens twice a year, and I understand the need for it, but I don't like it. Daylight savings times. But the important part of daylight savings times is I like falling back 1 hour on Sunday. It's also an important time for your lawn and gardens. Do you know what you need to do this Sunday in your landscape? Text me if you know the answer, 23680. I'm looking for what needs to happen in your landscape on Sunday. Tina McIntyre, Seminole County, Florida Friendly Landscaping Agent, she's going to be with us this morning, and she is going to give us the answer. Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am fine. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
I am splendid on this fine Saturday morning.
It is. I can't tell if it stopped raining or not, but it looks like it's raining at my house really bad. You know how much rain Orlando got yesterday?
I'm going to guess, let's say, 5 inches.
Well, Daytona Beach, they got up to 10 inches in some parts. 10 inches. Orlando got 3 inches.
Nice.
That's a lot. You know, usually we only get in November 2 inches of rain a month. So we're already ahead of November for the first week. So I'm very excited. So, Lizzie, how was your week?
Can't complain at all, except for other than I felt like a duck the last 2 days. But yeah, I'm not. I don't mind the rain. I know we need it, but I hate whenever I have to go out in the rain because I'm just like, ugh, I'm wet.
Well, it's Scottish cup of tea weather. That's how I look at it.
Ooh, good plan.
So that's where it's good for your skin and everything. Just fixing that cup of tea makes everything good. So speaking of ducks, I'm going to transition to chickens. And have you ever had chickens?
As a child, we used to grow our own cows, chickens, everything. So yes.
Did you have a chicken coop?
Yes, we did. And it was a nice one.
Well, that's nice. So were they pets? Did you raise them as pets?
All of our animals were pets until we ate them.
I have to tell you some memories of that. So, okay. So let me provide you some facts, Lizzie. There are more chickens than people on Earth. With a global population of around 25 billion, chickens are also the largest bird species.
Shut up. Really?
Really. Chickens can remember 100 different faces of people or animals.
No, ma'am. How do you know this?
I don't know how they know that, but that's a fact. And this recent molecular evidence obtained from a 2020 genome study reveals that chickens were first domesticated 8,000 years ago. How do they know that from DNA?
I got nothing. Maybe it's the rings around the DNA.
Yeah. Like tree rings. I love that. A mother egg turns her egg about 50 times per day and can lay more than 300 eggs per year. And the record number of eggs laid by a chicken in 1 day is 7. So that is incredible. The record number of eggs laid by a chicken in 1 year is 371.
Really?
We're going to be talking chickens today in the second hour.
I kind of got that hint.
So that is, I'm really excited about it. Chickens provide benefits to farms, gardens, and landscapes that you may not realize. So Leah Brooks, our tower gardens expert, has chickens in her garden, and she's going to tell us about the advantages of raising chickens in our 8 o'clock hour. And so I would like to know if you're up and awake this morning, if you've had your cup of tea or you're drinking your coffee, if you would like to, tell me what we need to do Sunday in our landscape. This is a big weekend for that, and it's very important. I was very pleased last month, well, in September, actually, that the St. Johns River Water Management District announced that we have gone in the last 20 years from 155 gallons per person a month, per day, in the use of it per day, 155 gallons, to 115 gallons per person a day. And yet we had a population increase in the St. Johns River Water Management District in the 18 counties of 40%. So that is really, really good. It's also November, and we have what you can be planting for November. In North Florida, you can be planting, let's see here, let me go to my list here. You can be planting beets, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, celery, Chinese cabbage, collards, endive, kale, kohlrabi, lettuce, mustard, onions. Jim and also Bob in Newberry, they have been planting onions, and Tom McCubbin too. Peas, radicchios, radishes, rhubarbs, rutabagas, spinach, Swiss chard, and turnips. And I love rutabagas. Okay, this is fall and winter are my favorite cooking times of the year with turkey and stews and soups. I love all of that. So bulbs, you can also be planting. African irises, amaryllis. There's a big amaryllis festival at Nerling Gardens in December. Anemones, bulbine, crinums, daylilies, rain lilies, and society garlic, spider lilies, and narcissus. This is the time of the year that you want to refrigerate bulbs, spring bulbs, northern bulbs like Dutch iris, tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, and others for 12 weeks. Okay, so if you're thinking about planting spring bulbs, and I know that last year I saw tulips growing in one yard. It was just beautiful. They didn't last that long. I mean, they lasted about a week. But you still had tulips growing in your yard in Florida. How cool is that? So that is exciting. So now's the time of the year to go ahead and put them in the ground. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you are listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-531-1550. That's 800-531-1550.
Paid for by US Med.
With all this going on in today's world, it seems we need to keep one eye open all the time. Violence, terrorism, fear. If we allow our emotions to go unchecked, fear can consume and paralyze us, robbing us of peace. But there is a peace that passes all understanding. It's given to us through the person of Jesus Christ. Although there's a lot of bad news all around us, there's even better news to be shared. The Bible, God's Word, offers hope to a hurting world. Internal peace in the midst of external fear. Jesus Christ as a personal Savior is available to anyone that calls upon His name in faith and repentance. So tonight, before sleeping, know the peace of God can calm your fears. Yes, there is evil in this world, but Jesus will ultimately conquer it. Don't forget, He is still in control. Pray for yourself. Pray for your neighbor. Rest in the arms of Jesus. This is Bryant Wright. Speaking right from my heart.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694,
800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. There are two times of the year that you need to fiddle with your irrigation timers. That's in the springtime when we move our timers up to two times a week, and then in fall to turn back our timers. With me right now is Tina McIntyre, Seminole County's Florida-friendly landscaping agent. Good morning, Tina. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. Loving this rain. I think we need it so much. I just wish it wasn't flooding in some areas.
I know. It's so much.
It is, all at one time. And so tomorrow is the day to change the irrigation timers. Why is Sunday a good day to do it?
Yeah, so it's daylight savings time. And so as we change back our clock, we want to think about all the things in our house that might need some extra servicing, you know, like those fire batteries in your fire alarms and smoke detectors, and of course your irrigation system. So now's the time where the St. John's River Water Management District actually requires us to go from watering maybe two times per week to only one time per week.
That is great, and I love this because it gives people instructions on how to take care of their turf. So how much water does turf really need?
Well, we always say, and this is science coming out of our Turfgrass Research Institute at University of Florida, and we always say 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch is really the magical amount for most species of turf. And so, you know, of course, we want to get just 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch on that turf.
And so that's a week, right? So, you know, if we get rain during the summertime, you know, we get that 1 to 3 inches during summer usually. We don't even need to water.
That's right. You're totally good to go. And I like to try to recalibrate people's thinking in terms of we want to think about the rain first. So that's really what we started talking about today is how much rain is falling on your property, and they have great applications for that, or you could use a rain gauge. And then you want to use the irrigation as a supplement to that rain that has fallen on the turf or the landscape.
So how long, you said a really good word, calibrate, recalibrate. And so how long should irrigation be turned on for?
Yeah, and so I know when I was, you know, younger, I didn't even know what calibration meant. So I'm with your listeners if they're confused on that. But calibration is where we're just adjusting the amount of water that the system puts out so that it's sufficient and it's ideal, right? So there's an easy way of doing that because irrigation can be overwhelming for some people, right? It's kind of confusing. But what we want to do is called the catch can method. With the catch can method, we're just going to take a little tuna can or a little cup. We're going to put them all around the zone. So, you know, several of these all around the zone, turn on the zone for 15 minutes. And after 15 minutes, get out your ruler and see how much is in that cup. If you have, you know, 1/2 of an inch, then you only have to, your system's putting out a good amount. You only have to run that system for 15, maybe, you know, 30 minutes maximum. You're going to have 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch or maybe even a full inch in there after, you know, 30 minutes. So, you know, just kind of seeing how much water the actual system puts out after 15 minutes in each zone, and that'll help you really calibrate how much water is actually coming out of the system.
So it's really interesting, I think, for people to move to Florida. They think they have to water often, but turf, really, it's healthier when you water it less, right?
Yeah, I mean, so like we said, we want to water as a supplement to the rain. And here in Florida, we get a lot of rain. And so if we're irrigating every day or every other day, and it's raining, that is going to be creating a rotting environment in our turf roots. So we're going to see, you know, kind of a lot of rotting going on down there where we can get fungus on our leaves. And so we really want to make sure that we're not overwatering. And we do see a lot of that coming into our turf grass clinic that we have at our extension.
Okay, so what if somebody notices hot spots or areas, brown areas that seem to think that need more water?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a common problem we see all the time. So if you see brown, the first thing you want to check is your irrigation. This thought should not be, you know, what can I spray? We want to look for cracked, clogged, you know, rotor heads, or even those buried donuts. So we have those little circles around our irrigation heads.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can have growth over those, and it's just simply a blocked irrigation head. When we clear that up, that's when we can have water to the area. And so really, a lot of times brown can indicate that there's not enough water for the area, or maybe too much water. So maybe too much leakage, something going on to where it's just spraying that one area. So just making sure that it's even throughout the zone is really important.
I always tell them, is it crackly or crinkly brown, or is it slimy brown? And that kind of gives me, you know, kind of the tools that to say, okay, it's too much or it's not enough. So their systems, how should they be designed so that they provide efficient irrigation?
Yeah, so ideally the plants would be grouped by their water needs. So landscape plants in one bed and then turf on another zone with a rotor. However, I understand, you know, most are not so lucky. And so if you have the basic rotors for the entire yard, I recommend just correlating the timer with the dominant vegetation. So if you have, you know, a lot of trees and shrubs, then you'd water less than, for example, if you have a lot of fruit trees and garden type plants.
Right. That's important too, because if you're building a home or getting a new home, you want to make sure that those irrigation zones are separate, and that really helps out. So what if somebody, you know, wants to retrofit? Who should they get to do that?
Well, we have our Florida Friendly Landscaping Certified Professionals, which is a fantastic certification. I believe you might be certified, actually, Teresa.
I am.
A wonderful thing. Yeah. And so people like yourself that have gone through that certification are going to understand Florida Friendly Landscaping, those 9 principles, including watering efficiently. They're going to help to better, you know, get your property, get your lawn and your landscaping into a place where it is ideal water consumption. So definitely starting with the Florida Friendly Landscaping Certified Professionals, you know, that they have that credential, then they'll be able to really help with that.
I think that with this rain this weekend, we're not going to have to water for probably about 5 to 7 days. What do you think?
That's absolutely right. So it's a lot of water, number one. But number two is that with the cold, our plants are starting to kick into more dormant type, you know, area. So right now, a lot of us are thinking, you just, you know, rattled off the laundry list of great things to grow. But really, in our, you know, ecology, our trees, they're starting to drop their leaves. The turf is not growing as fast. And so really, we don't need to water as much when those things are not growing as voraciously.
Well, we had great news in September. I just said it in my intro that you and I, as water conservation educators, it was announced that, you know, the amount of gallons per person a day has gone down from 155 gallons to 115 gallons per day per person. So what is the amount that people should be using a day?
Yeah. And so, like you said, that average is 115 gallons per person per day. So that's the metered consumption. And that includes the amount of water that goes, you know, from drinking to bathing all the way to your yard. And so when we think about landscape irrigation, it makes up about 50 to 60% of the home water use. So if we're looking at 115 gallons, if we want to reduce that even further, because I think this is great news, we always want to try to save more because we are continuing to grow here in Florida. And so if we want to try to reduce water, we're really going to look to the landscape because a little bit of water out there saved is a whole lot of water. And so another thing to keep in mind, you know, we do agriculture here at the Orange County, the UFIFIS Extension in Seminole County. And something that I've learned recently is virtual water. So it's the amount of water that goes into the things that are created for us. So one cup of coffee is actually equal to 592 cups of water because of the agricultural irrigation. So just something really interesting to think about that even, you know, products and things like that can have water in them virtually.
So thank you so much. I think that's just a very important information. So if somebody wants to find out more information about their irrigation system, where or Florida Friendly Landscaping for that fact, where should they go?
Yeah, the best website is FFL.IFAS, that's IFAS.UFL.EDU, and that is a fantastic link with applications for your phone, lots of great information. And right now, actually, the big thing we're working on in Seminole County is promoting my new book, which is Plant This, Not That, A Guide to Avoiding Invasive Plants in Florida. It's available at the University of Florida Extension Bookstore. And so definitely check that out when you go to the UFIFIS Extension Bookstore. You can, look for Plant This, Not That. And so those are two great places to check out on the web today.
All right. Well, I saw it at a workshop last week up in Sumter County. So it's a great book. Everybody can go up onto the website and get it, check it out, the IFAS Bookstore. Thank you so much, Tina, for coming on. I so appreciate your expertise and efforts.
Have Thank you, back you Teresa. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. I want you to come back soon.
Great. Sounds good. Bye.
Bye-bye. Now it's your turn to get your questions answered. You can call me at 1-888-45-LAWNS or text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And Lizzie's telling me 10 more seconds, 10 little Indians. That's what I thought when I saw those little fingers.
What was your email address again? Because I had someone just call for it.
Okay, so that email address for the IFAS, for the Florida Friendly Landscaping, it is ffl.ifas.ufl.edu. ffl.ifas.ufl, there's the music, .edu. Thank you so much. This is Better Lawns and Gardens, and I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916, 800-432-3916, 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
With all this going on in today's world, it seems we need to keep one eye open all the time. Violence, terrorism, fear. If we allow our emotions to go unchecked, fear can consume and paralyze us, robbing us of peace. But there is a peace that passeth all understanding. It's given to us through the person of Jesus Christ. Although there's a lot of bad news all around us, there's even better news to be shared. The Bible, God's Word, offers hope to a hurting world. Internal peace in the midst of external fear. Jesus Christ as a personal Savior is available to anyone that calls upon His name in faith and repentance. So tonight, before sleeping, know the peace of God can calm your fears. Yes, there is evil in this world, but Jesus will ultimately conquer it. Don't forget, He is still in control. Pray for yourself. Pray for your neighbor. Rest in the arms of Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-531-1550. That's 800-531-1550. 531-1550.
Paid for by US Med.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I would love to have your questions. You can give me a call at 1-888-45-52967, or you can text me anytime at 23680. Please give Lizzie your name and your city, and she'll put you right in the queue. Let's go to Alice in Winter Garden. Good morning, Alice. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. And I want to thank you for being there, Teresa. You are really a blessing to the station.
Oh, thank you.
And I've let you know that by email one time and really appreciate it. But I have a pet peeve, and you reminded me about it this morning with your guests. And that is, when I go to a library and or any schools around, and even elementary schools and government buildings, and have to go to the bathroom, you know, to eliminate a little liquid, and then flush the toilet, there's about, it seems to me, 1,400 gallons that goes down the drain. I mean, the water supply for just toilets flushing has got to be incredibly high here. And I've never seen anything like it, but it seems like it's the government buildings that are the biggest problems in that regard, where there's just so much water that flushes down. And I realize it goes into the ground eventually and is used again, I guess, but it still really bothers me. And I don't know, I've tried to reach the right people in the county to do something about that, and nobody seems interested in really.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about, you know, cities and counties as far as coming from a I used to, you know, consult with and collaborate with utilities and with cities and counties. And, you know, that is an expense for to retrofit, you know, buildings, especially commercial buildings and, you know, public buildings. So I think it may be just a money issue. And I know that there's a money issue in the bills and the cost of water. But eventually they'll all get turned around and they will do it. Lizzie, what do you think?
I would suggest, I know that you've find out who owns the establishment, whether it's a city, a county, a chamber, and continue to send emails or handwrite letters to that facility, not the facility having a problem, but who owns it. And so sooner or later, they'll end up answering you, but it's one of those, like, the squeaky wheel gets greased kind of situation is what I would suggest.
Well, that's why I'd like more people to do this, but to find the right person in these, well, first of all, they've got to be government controlled areas because, like I said, there are libraries and schools, and government buildings that are the worst of offenders, I think.
Right.
And getting to the right person in the utility department. I mean, I have tried. I've spent a few hours on a couple of days trying to reach the right people to know exactly who to contact. And most of them are just putting you off and saying, well, you know, we'll look into it, we'll do something perhaps, and thanks for calling and, you know, appreciate your concern and that sort of thing. Nothing ever changes, and it's been that way for years and years, so I don't know, but I do think there is a problem there.
Well, like I said, it sounds like you're doing everything right. If you're unsure, if anybody out there is unsure of the exact person to contact, call that building that you're having the situation with and just say, who are your superiors? Not who is the boss in the building, who is above you? And then go from there. And like I said, you know, squeaky wheel sometimes gets.
And I will also say that utilities have a budget, you know, that gets voted on, and, you know, they have it allocated at the beginning of the year. So it's something that they have to put in their budget in the future. And it may be an infrastructure, you know, issue. And so I would also then contact, you know, again, the city or the county and find out when these decisions are made so that you can show up in person and make your voice known.
Okay. Well, again, I think it's just a plumbing problem, and it seems like they ought to get a plumber in there to adjust it or something.
Well, no. They actually have to get a toilet that uses less water. And so you can get the toilets that use only 3 gallons of water per flush, and then there's some that are 6. And that is regulated by code. And so so the older ones, depending on where you are, the older ones use more than 3 to 6 gallons of water a flush. And so those are the ones that have to get retrofitted and put, you know, changed out. So it is a, you know, building maintenance issue that has to be allocated for.
Okay. Well, thank you for, and it is a problem and something we all should be concerned about. But my sprinkler system, by the way, in my house, in my development, has been broken. The pipes have been broken, and so I don't even get sprinkling on my lawn. And as a result, a lot of the good grass has died, and weeds have taken over, and it's a continual problem.
Oh well, you know, that's kind of like a maintenance issue.
Yep,
you gotta, take care of it. All right, Alice, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, hon. All right. I would like to, Alice is just wonderful, and she's a, you know, big listener, so I certainly appreciate her listening. And if you've got, if you see someplace, a business, a commercial business, or even a government facility that is not, you know, conserving as much water as they should, you know, let them know and tell them that, you know, that it needs to be addressed. And the more people who do that, again, like Lizzie said, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And so that was very good. So just pay a mindful attention to it. I'd like to say a big hello to the Garden Club of Port St. Lucie, Karen, Barbara, Linda, Lois, and everyone out there. I spoke to them on Thursday. They're a wonderful group of active garden devotees and volunteers. And I talked to them about photographing their garden and how to capture beautiful shots. And we just had a great time. And so I do appreciate them in South Florida being fans and listening to Better Lawns and Gardens and, you know, getting the newsletter, my newsletter In Your Backyard. So that is a blessing. So thank you very much. So if you'd like to give me a call, you can call 1-888-455-2967 or you can text 23680. My newsletter went out, In Your Backyard went out last night. Yay. And so I finally got that out. And so if you did not get it, go ahead and you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and sign up. And I will send it out to you this weekend. I would look forward to having you. It's a free newsletter monthly, tells you what to do in your yard. And, you know, you can get that and it'll tell you. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-531-1550. That's 800-531-1550.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
Hey, Florida, we know you love getting out on the water. But do you know what to wear when you're out there on the water? A life jacket, of course. And whether you're fishing, skiing, sailing, or just cruising the water, there's a perfect life jacket designed for you and your activity. Always check the label to make sure your life jacket is U.S. Coast Guard approved. Then try it on to make sure it fits properly. And then wear it. Life jackets save lives. Visit wearitflorida.com to learn more. That's wearitflorida.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide
Ida Publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. You still have time to call and text your gardening question. Lizzie will take your call. Give her your name and your city, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. We have Julie in Polk County. Good morning, Julie. How can I help you?
Well, I was wanting to respond to the last call about changing out the toilets.
Okay.
I live in an area where they did install those toilets, and they did not work. So after a certain length of time, they went back to the old technology.
Right. So they didn't work in a facility or a business or in your home?
No, in a facility.
Okay. Well, you know, it just depends on the toilets. You do have to put in a good one. And so, you know, most of the ones that you see have certain seals of approval, and you should look for the ones that have those seals. And
well,
so
I would assume that this was very high quality.
Well, no, not if they didn't work.
Well,
that's the point, because they do work.
I don't know. It was government.
Right. Well, I understand that, but even the toilets for governments work. So it's important. You know, the high volume flushing is just not necessary. And so, you know, it just has to, you know, there was something that they needed to do. And so I would encourage everyone to get, you know, toilets that are low flush and they do work. Thanks so much, Julie.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. And so, you know, it is something that we've been working on, that water conservation has been working on for about, you know, 25 years now. Since, I mean, even, you know, in the 80s and 90s, we were working on, you know, getting low volume toilets. So they do work. It's just, you just have to know how to flush and make sure that you take care of them and maintain them. Let me just go over. I do have a wonderful question that relates to water. Okay, so this is Wayne and Howie in the Hills, and he said he planted 8 sparkle fountain grasses to hide a utility pedestal in the middle of the yard near the street. And he said the plants were about 25% brown, which they pruned off, and they're in the sun from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and he says maybe. And then he said he mixed in Miracle-Gro garden soil per directions and added the 3-inch mulch on top. He said they're now dry, brown, and ugly. And they're in an area covered by regular pop-up lawn irrigation rotors and get 2 times a week watering. Then he also supplements with manual oscillating water when it appears that it's not enough. He says, next week I'm having irrigation around the house extended to the pedestal and a 360-degree fixed spray head installed for supplemental water. And so he says, can I rehab now by cutting down low and fertilizing, cutting the foliage down and fertilizing, even though cutting's not recommended until spring. What would you recommend? After establishment, can they survive with just 2 times a week watering? So Wayne, great question, timely for today, and I'm going to respond back to you in email. But, the ornamental grasses don't even need 2 times a week watering. They like it dry. They need full sun. So I don't know if they're planted near a tree or near large shrubs where they get shaded a little bit. You said 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. That may not be enough sunlight for them, especially near that utility, which may dry them out a little bit more. So ornamental grasses do not need as much water as you think, all right? But they need full sun. Once a week watering all year long is enough for them. And if they get rain, then they don't need any supplemental watering at all. So I think you have an issue of overwatering. So, what I'd like to know is, does your irrigation system have a rain shutoff device, which is mandatory for all automatic irrigation sprinkler systems? This rain shutoff device will shut your system down when you've had enough rain. And we certainly had enough rain this summer. Okay, so your plants are established. They don't need as much water. And what I would do is wean them off when we turn back our clocks Sunday and go to once a week watering. Do not install that supplemental watering for that area. They shouldn't need it. Okay, great question. And I will respond back shortly. So if you'd like to ask me your gardening question, you can give me a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Bob in Newberry, dear fan and a longtime listener, he recorded 3.37 inches of rain for October. With one day, he got up 1.75 inches of rain. That was October 5th. That gives him nearly 60 inches of rain this year so far, and we haven't. That's amazing, Lizzie, isn't it?
Yeah, you just blew my mind. I didn't realize that
60 inches in the North Florida area there, and so he had because of that rain, he had complete failure of his onion seed planting. So he had to purchase 4 more bundles of plants that he planted in the rain yesterday. And it said this weather reminds him of when he was deployed to Okinawa in 1967. It was cold and rainy, and the romaine lettuce and cauliflower and broccoli and cabbage and tomatoes he's planted are all doing well. They will need a spray of the egg mix to keep the deer off of them. That's a lot of maintenance. That's good for him.
Yeah.
To spray eggs on his plants so that the deer doesn't eat them. So that's pretty good.
How do you spray eggs? Because I think it would clog
Have to get a pretty big nozzle. But, I guess you would just water it down so much that it's liquid. Kind of like eggnog, just kind of keep watering it down. Yeah, I love eggnog. It's the time of year. So Bob also planted rye on the drier portion of his pecan grove and crimson clover. Don't you want to just sing crimson and clover over and over and over?
Sure, I'll get right on that one.
I love crimson clover. It's beautiful. And the rest of it, he's doing oats and crimson clover. He read the rain gauge a little while ago, and that was yesterday. And he said it had 1.45 inches in it. So thank you so much, Bob, for writing. I love reading about what you're doing in your garden. And so Jim in Newberry also, he was able to find onions in Gainesville, and he planted those yesterday. He's finishing on this morning, but it's raining here now. Hopefully there'll be a break in the rain. He got 1.5 inches of rain yesterday, and he also is planting crimson and clover. He said it's chilly out this morning, and it looks like it's going to be a windy, raw day today. We call that good Scottish weather.
Can you explain to me what you actually use crimson clover for?
It's a cover crop, and it's a I'll be talking about that. That's our dirty word of the day.
I'm sorry.
No, that's
preview.
Good. No. Spoilers, right? And so crimson clover is a ground cover, And it's got that, you know, that little thistle, you know what clover, the little white flower?
Yes.
Well, this one is red.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's really pretty. And so I love it. And so I like to see it. So Jim's wife, Ruth, her flowers are up and doing well, except for her delphiniums and snapdragons. They haven't started to sprout yet. She has foxgloves, gaillardias, calendulas, hollyhocks, larkspur, and poppies. And her aromatic asters are just starting to sprout. So those are all lovely plants for fall. That's going to be great. They'll bloom all winter long. And he's Jim says he's still picking cucumbers, yard-long beans, zucchini, and the early girl tomatoes are getting big, but they're still green. Well, Jim and Ruth in Newberry, thank you so much for writing. You have a great gardening day, too, to quote the famous Tom McCubbin. I love that. All right. So do we have time for one more question?
Yes, we do.
Oh, wonderful. So Bruce in the Big Bend area. So I need to hear more from South Florida. You got to send me your problems.
Yes.
And so South Florida, if you're down there, Fort Lauderdale, Port St. Lucie, Tampa, you know, all of you guys down there, send me your gardening questions. So Bruce in the Big Bend area said, is it okay to overseed spotty centipede grass with winter rye? And Bruce, thank you for emailing me and asking about your lawn. Overseeding turf in the wintertime isn't a recommendation for Bermuda grass and centipede. So we know through University of Florida research, it does affect turf so that they get more diseases. All right. So centipede has enough disease issues anyway in the springtime when the rye makes a transition and dies out. So centipede, like St. Augustine, usually looks good all winter long. So there's really no reason to overseed it. You just have to fertilize the rye, which is also going to stress the centipede. So we don't really recommend overseeding centipede with ryegrass. So I hope that helps you make a good decision. I would just actually have your soil tested at your extension office, and then also have your pH tested. Check, get a nematode test. Figure out why your centipede grass is not growing. You want to stay tuned for hour number two? I'm Teresa Watkins. We are going to have Leah Brooks on, and we're going to be clucking about chickens. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.